Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes with you today here on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. Mighty glad to be along with you today. And joining us this morning, Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities. Tom, a couple of reports from Uncle Sam issued this morning. Crop production numbers based on October 1st data, as well as those supply-demand statistics as well. What are you seeing in these reports this morning?
Well, it's kind of a mixed report at the moment, but also keep in mind it's going to be really tough to see how the trade's going to react after huge gains yesterday. 40-cent limit up in corn, over 40 cents up in the wheat, over 50 cents up in the soybeans. You got to have some really good numbers to really continue that. The corn crop did come in at 12.433 million bushels, and that is lower than what the trade was looking for, at 64 million lower than what we saw in September. The corn yield stayed unchanged from September at 148.1, and that's also lower than what the trade was looking for. That's good news there. We saw as far as planted acres, USDA lowered the corn acreage by 400,000. On their harvested corn acres, they lowered about 500,000, and we're also looking at the lowest corn yield since 2005. Exports for the corn lowered by 50 million bushels. They kept the feed usage and the corn grind for ethanol unchanged. Now, we did see an increase in ending stocks by 866 million bushels. That's considerably over what the trade was looking for and what we saw back in September. Now, the soybeans, we saw the production there come in at 3.06 billion. That is down 25 million from what we saw in September, and it's much lower than what the trade was looking for this morning. The yield came in to 41.5 bushels per acre. That's down 3/10 of a bushel from what we had in September, and down 0.5 a bushel from what the trade was looking for this morning. We also saw the harvested bean acres lowered by 100,000 acres. We saw bean exports lowered by 40 million bushels. We saw the crush kept unchanged, and we're looking at the second lowest soybean yield since 2003. We saw the ending stocks lowered by 5 million bushels from what we saw in September, putting us at 160 million bushels. Over in the wheat, the only real numbers we have in the wheat this morning is our ending stocks. They came in larger than expected and much above September at 837 million bushels. We did see their exports in the wheat lowered by 50 million bushels. Now, the other thing to look at out there is what we saw take place as far as the ending stocks and the world numbers for corn, wheat, and soybeans. They all came in higher than what we saw last month. The bottom line is we got a report that's not all that bearish in some aspects other than maybe your ending stock numbers for corn and wheat, but we're seeing mixed calls at the moment. Got to keep in mind, when you move a market up as much as we did in front of this report, it takes a pretty good report to keep on pushing it higher. So it's going to depend a lot on if the fund and the end buyers want to step in and start doing some more buying like they did yesterday. The other thing that can make a big difference, we've got all kinds of rumors that China has bought U.S. corn and soybeans. If there's any confirmation of that, that could be a market mover today also.
I guess we'll get maybe some indication on that later on this morning as far as the possibility of whether or not they bought corn for sure, right?
That's exactly right. Sometimes that exact news is a little slow coming around.
Thank you, Tom. Tom Leffler with Leffler Commodities talking about these crop production and supply-demand numbers. A couple of the numbers for Oklahoma on these major crops, corn and on soybeans. We're not major producers, obviously, of either one of these crops, and we basically are at half or less than half of year-ago production numbers because of the dry, droughty conditions that we've experienced this year. They did drop the acreage or the yield numbers for Oklahoma from 90 bushels an acre down to 85 bushels an acre on average this year for our Oklahoma corn crop, producing an estimate 19.5 million bushels compared to 44 million bushels that we produced a year ago. Oklahoma's soybean crop, tiny this year. A year ago, we just produced right at 12 million bushels. This year, 4.25 million bushels, all that's been produced, according to USDA, as far as the number of bushels that we produced of soybeans here in the state of Oklahoma. The more details on the reports, go to our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. We've got the links to both the crop production numbers and the supply-demand numbers right here on our webpage. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes on the OklahomaFarmReport.com.